What's up, guys? Happy Sunday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt, my handle across all socials. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Every single morning, we are here. Audio, wherever you get your audio podcasts. Video on the Betting Pros YouTube channel. And Omaha Steaks has been with us for quite a while. $89.99 for 24 burgers right now, all different types, six different types of burgers. They're going to give it to you for just $89.99 at OmahaSteaks.com. When you use that promo code JUICE, go check it out. All right, so it's going to be a flat day. We're 0-2 officially right now from Saturday, but we got game one, Carolina, game one, Denver. Both came in. Both those teams will win their series. So eventually it'll be a flat day. We took a flyer on two plus money bets that didn't cash because the Cubs gave up a 2-run home run in the top of the ninth inning to lose the game to the Marlins. That was annoying. They're up 2-1. That should have cashed at plus 119. That missed. And then Haney did not look good at all. Ryan Garcia gets the win by decision. That was a crazy fight. Huge win for Garcia. More on that here in just 1 second. But it'll be a flat fight. It'll be a flat day. So we move on to Sunday here today with a chance to have a winning week. We should have a winning week, but I've got four bets for us going today. I got three in basketball. I have one in hockey that I want to give you. But real quick on the Haney versus Garcia fight. Haney got exposed. Hell of an effort by Garcia. What a troll job. They're going to run it back. Haney didn't lose the belt. Everyone said he was going to lose the belt, but they came out tonight and said that he didn't get stripped of the belt because Garcia is unprofessional and missed weight. Part of being a fighter in combat sports is being able to make weight. If you're 3 pounds over, it's cheating. I mean, it really is. That's why we have weight classes. He just said, forget it. I'm not making weight. Those 3 pounds can be a lot. You can be quicker, faster, stronger. That's why the belt wasn't on the table. Garcia wins the fight, wins clout. Maybe he was never planning on making weight. Maybe he was always planning to do this, but Haney got exposed. Okay. Garcia is a good fighter, quick hands. Haney doesn't have the power, not like a tank, not a Shakur. I don't know what weight class Garcia will go up against, but hell of a win for him. Saved his career with that win. Big win, but let's see where he goes next. They're going to run it back. Let's see if Garcia can make weight now, because I think he makes weight. He probably loses the fight. So we'll see, but big win. Plus 600, plus 700 on Ryan Garcia money line. You pick it through him by decision. It was ridiculous. It was something around like 30-1 on him by decision. So that's just boxing, man. It's a weird sport. It really is. It's tough. Even on the big fights, it's tough to have a happy outcome out of it. It's a majority decision. I thought a draw could have been a good call. Because here's the thing. You could have three knockdowns, but if you don't do anything in the other rounds, you know, a 10-8 round and a point taken away, you can wind up getting a draw. I mean, Dan Raphael, who used to be at ESPN, had Haney by decision at 113-112. I get that. I do. I mean, you can make that case with that point being taken away for the exchange on the break. You could make that case. I mean, Garcia didn't do enough. He knocked him down three times, but got to clean him out. Got to get him out. Once you get him hurt, get him out. And Garcia couldn't do it. So that was showing some heart for Devin Haney to stay in there and not go out, not get knocked out in that fight, but did lose it on the scorecards with a majority decision. Okay. One hockey bet, three basketball. Let's start with hockey. Winnipeg Jets are hosting the Colorado Avalanche. Avs are banged up, not healthy. Jets are now favored in game one. They're minus 107 to minus 102 here in Vegas. The Jets are 3-0. Against the Avalanche this year. The Jets have the better goaltender, yet they are dogs in the series. I don't understand this. This doesn't make any sense to me. The Jets are going to be tough. Connor Hellebuck at home, 2.39 goals against average. The Jets won 4-2, 6-2, 7-0 in the three games they played. They won on the puck line all three times against Colorado. I know it's Nathan MacKinnon. I know we're talking about a really good, good Avs team that was the odds on favorite to win the cup for most of the year. But the Jets are 27-11-3 at home, and the Avs are 19-16-6 on the road. What am I missing? Like, this seems to be mispriced. I don't understand this. Winnipeg, money line, minus 107. Jets to win the game outright against Colorado and take game one. The Bruins were 4-0 against Toronto. They won 5-1. Smacked them in game one. Give me the Jets money line, minus 107 to beat the Avs in game one of their best of seven series. To the NBA we go, and let's talk about Oklahoma City and New Orleans. OKC 27-14 ATS at home this year. Whew. Last four games before the end of the regular season, OKC, all games they won and covered. They won by 49, 18, 38, and 7, beating Sacramento, San Antonio, Milwaukee, and Dallas. In the final four games of the regular season, they beat Charlotte by 3. They won 5 straight games on their way out. They went 4-1 against the number. Look, this is not a healthy New Orleans team, okay? We know this. They don't have Zion, okay? New Orleans on the road is much different than New Orleans at home. Okay. We've seen this before. They lost to the Lakers by 4 at home, but they could have won the game because of Zion getting hurt at the end of the game. That was rough. They beat Sacramento by 7 because they were just a better team than Sacramento and they were at home. On the road, different story. Okay. They were 24-17-1 ATS. I will give you that on the road. That's not bad with or without Zion. But this is a monster opportunity for OKC. They're the one seed. And we just saw it with the Timberwolves, where the excitement in that building, how fired up they were. They just were awesome. And Minnesota was so good in that game. I mean, Cleveland was too. Cleveland blowout. Minnesota blowout. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to have a blowout here, but the number is 8.5. It's going to be close to a blowout. I think OKC wins and covers. I think they're just a better basketball team. 120-95, that final was Minnesota against Phoenix. Might be something similar here with OKC up against a team they're much better than the Pelicans without Zion Williamson. Give me OKC. I'm going to lay the 8.5. Thunder minus 8.5 for 1.1 units. Bet number two, Indiana's at Milwaukee. This number's 1. Pacers minus 1. No Giannis. Huge. This team with Doc Rivers stinks. Bucks fired a 30-13 coach to get Doc, and it was Giannis who wanted him, and they have stunk with him. ATS at home, Milwaukee, 19-21-1, 3-7 over their last 10 games. Losing games, ATS against the conference, 25-26-1. Indiana on the road this year, 22-19-1 ATS against the Eastern Conference, 30-21-1, 6-4 over their last 10. And all the numbers, look, they beat Milwaukee. They beat them in the play-in tournament. They beat them at home in the regular season. They beat them on the road. I mean, they've just beaten up. I mean, Milwaukee has not beaten this season, right? I don't think Milwaukee's beaten Indiana this year, right? No, they have not beaten Indiana this year. Lost every game to them. Lost all four games to them this season. Much like the last, you know, handicap with the Jets. What am I doing? I'm not betting against the Indiana Pacers. No way. Halliburton and company in the playoffs, 47-35. I want absolutely no part of that. I think it's going to be, it could be ugly for the Bucks. I mean, I think Indiana goes there and does whatever the hell that they want against them. Oh, they're 4-1. Okay, sorry. Milwaukee won one game. Milwaukee won a game back on the 13th of December. They won 140-26. Was that? That wasn't in the play-in tournament, right? That wasn't the play-in tournament. No, that was not. That's when Giannis scored 64 points. They won 140-126 when Giannis scored 64 points. Guess who's not playing tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks? That would be Giannis. Pacers, minus 1.1 units. Give me Indiana here. I think they improved to 5-1 this season up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And third and final bet on the day here. I understand some people really like the Clippers a lot. I'm not one of them. All right. And I really like Dallas. I really do. They're 50-32 on the year. This game's on ABC. It's Luka. I mean, and Kawhi may not play. Okay. That's why they're 2.5-point favorites. Kawhi is questionable for this game. It looks like he may not play. The Clippers won 2 of the 3 games. They won the last meeting back in December, 120-111. They won the Mavs won. The Clippers won the second meeting, 107-188, and the Mavs at home won 144-126 back in November when every game for the Mavericks was flying over. Kawhi is a game time decision. Okay. You just look at the way the Mavericks have played over the last month and it's ridiculous. Okay. No one in the NBA has been as hot as the Dallas Mavericks, and with the way that they have played going into the postseason, it's just hard not to back them. 25-16 straight up on the road for Dallas. The Clippers were 25-16 as well. Okay. But against the Western Conference, 31-21 Dallas. Lakers, this is straight up 30-22. But you just look at the way that they played coming down the stretch. I mean, they were just so, so hot. Go all the way back to the 7th of March for the Mavericks. And they lost a grand total of 4 games. And 2 of them were the last 2 games of the season when it didn't matter. And their seeding were set. It didn't matter. They just were playing for nothing. So they just were beaten up on everyone. And I just think Dallas continues here today. They're hot. Another favorite. I'm going to lay it -2.5 with the Dallas Mavericks here for 1.1 units. All right. So not going to bet totals. Okay. I know you might be like, Matt, didn't you bet a lot of totals? I mean, unders have been decent, but like totals in the playoffs always scare me just because the games can go funky. I'm going to bet sides and see how we do here on a Sunday. Hopefully things go well here and we end the week on a really high note. Normally I don't bet baseball on Sundays. That's why. So I'm not betting baseball, but 3 basketball bets, one hockey play. A lot of good things happening here on a Sunday. Winnipeg Jets, money line, -107. Pacers, -1. OKC, -8.5. Mavericks, -2.5. Yes, I know I'm taking a lot of favorites. Road favorite Pacers, road favorite Mavs, home favorite Jets, home favorite OKC. Hopefully we're on the right side here on a Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.